So we're back to Torat Emet, which is Rabbi Yehuda Lev Eger Milublin. He was called the Lubliner Rabbi, and he is the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Remember, he was the one who was a litvak, and then his grandson became a chassid. We did him for Peshat. There was a legend that the father, the grandfather, sat Shiva. Yeah, we don't know if it's true, but he's very, it's nice, very prominently displayed on the cover page. It says his name and then his father's name, his grandfather's name, with lots of praises and all kinds of things. So clearly his grandson had esteem for him. Okay, so he has a whole section on Parshat Para, which is the Shabbos, and he asks a few questions. So one question is, historically, it would have been Rosh Chodesh, and they would have shechted the cow, and then they would have done Parshat Para, the sprinkling, right, on all the people at Tumah, on the next day. I know, it's gross. So the question is, why do we do Parshat Para before Parshat HaChodesh, when historically they would have been the opposite? Okay, the next question he has is that we started the Parshat Shekalim. So when we give our chatzi shekel on Parshat Shekalim, we can have the hope that maybe Mashiach will come and we'll actually use that shekel to then do the korban on Rosh Chodesh for Parshat HaChodesh, right? And then Pesach. And Parshat Zachor is this eternal mitzvah, so of course we have to do that. But Para, if Mashiach came and all of these things happen, how long would it actually take before we'd actually have a kosher red heifer, Para Aduma, for which we'd be able to do this mitzvah?
A long time.
A long time. So what's the point then of doing it every single year, Parshat Para? So he says that it's not so much about our physical tahara, but rather it's about our spiritual tahara. And then he brings in another Gemara that argues, should Parshat Para be immediately after Purim, or should it be immediately before Parshat Chodesh? Because we talked about how they're connected. So in this year, it doesn't matter because it's not a leap year. It's right in between. But when it's a leap year, it matters. So he says, it needs to be both. Why? And it needs to be right after Purim. Because Purim, remember we talked about how the power of Shabbos Zachor, of the positive command of keeping Shabbos and the negative command of Amalek, that it wipes out. And then on Purim itself, we complete the process of wiping out everything from the Sitra Achra, which means the other side, which is a euphemism for everything bad, right? So for Purim, we've completely gotten rid of all of the Tumah, the impurities.
Like Purim and Kippurim.
Yes, Purim and Kippurim, very nice. And then Parshat Para with the sprinkling, and when we think about our spiritual purity, so we have like a vacuum because we've gotten rid of all the impurities, but we haven't done anything to fill it. So Parshat Para comes immediately after to infuse us with spiritual purity so that we can start the process and go on to the following Shabbos, which is going to be HaChodesh, which is what? Hitchadshut, renewal. We can't have that renewal until we've prepared ourselves spiritually with Parshat Para. So this Shabbos, we should all have in mind of a metaphorical sprinkling to infuse us all with Tahara in getting ready for Pesach. Okay.